WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live from the Optimize U studio, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome into the program, everybody, and happy Labor Day to you. Hopefully, you are currently listening and maybe on your way back from the lake if you didn't get rained on, back from cookout, back from doing something fun. As you know what, the real world comes around tomorrow, but today was nice to have a day off, at least for everybody that's not. On Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Welcome into the program. We've got a big day today. The playoffs are underway and a bit of a shocker. Well, I don't know if it's a shocker, but surprising perhaps. Winner in race one at the Southern 500. So we got to talk about that. Who had a good and bad day? Whose feelings are hurt after the race? Who did Carson Hocevar make mad is really the probably a segment we need to start. And then, of course, where do we go from here? What's coming down next? So we'll get to all of that, plus probably a little college football talk because it's finally back, baby. Fall almost here, even though the weather isn't quite ready to cooperate. So sit back, relax. It is time to go. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. I am Casey Orr. Thank you so much for tuning in. And of course, sitting across from me, I don't know what to say about a boss that's a friend and a confidant, have been there, but also a guy that makes you come to work on a day specifically about not going to work. That's Labor Day. It is Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Man, you know there's no better place you'd rather be than right here in the Nougat Dentistry studio on a Monday.
You know, there are a lot of times that I will agree with you, but yes, there's always some place you could be rather than work. I mean, that's just part. Like, you've been out of it for so long, you don't even remember.
This is fun, though. Don't you think this is fun? You know, you and I have been doing this together for over 20 years. And look at how much fun we've had.
You know what's a lot of fun? My couch.
And yeah, but you do that a lot.
Exactly. And you know why they keep making couches in all different shapes and sizes and comfort levels? Because they're great. And they've even got them now, have speakers built into them and all sorts of fun stuff like that. I could be there enjoying that. Or tooling around the house. But no.
I bet you that chair you're sitting in right now is more comfortable than your couch.
Listen, these are nice chairs, but the only thing this chair has over my couch is there's not someone walking in the room every 10 minutes looking at me like, aren't you supposed to be doing something?
Yeah, I was going to say, see, there's no judgment. This is old judgment-free zone, as they call it at Planet Fitness.
A judgment-free zone, you are correct.
You know, we've got a lot to talk about today, and we are going to have to talk a little bit about college football. But, you know, our sister station, US 101, they're headed down to Fort Oglethorpe right now. You know who's going to be performing down there this evening?
Who?
Yeah. 6 o'clock right now when we're on the air. You remember Mark Wills?
Oh, yeah. He's an Ottawa boy.
Was he Ottawa? He was born and raised in Cleveland.
I might be getting him and Eric Heatherly mixed up.
But he could have lived in Ottawa at some point. And I think for a number of years, he's lived down in Marietta, Georgia, just north of Atlanta there. But anyway.
Yeah, he's from Cleveland. I think Eric Heatherly, who was another guy that had a hit back in my day, he was an Ottawa guy.
Well, I mentioned Mark Wills because, you know, I'm not a big country music guy. You know that better than anybody. But I always enjoyed his music. And when you were doing the radio thing back 20 plus years ago with Clear Channel, used to be the parent company of this station, you were probably around Mark Wills a time or two. And then also coming in, so he performs at 6 o'clock, and then Lauren Elena is on at 7:30. All that's going on right now.
Lauren Elena, certainly local kid. Mark Wills, yes. Yeah, so he had a couple hit. Heaven is a waiting at the top of Jacob's ladder. That was one of his big ones.
And then Lauren Elena, I don't know what her hits are. I just know she had some because she was American Idol girl.
Oh, yeah.
That has gone on to have some decent success.
She's done very well and continued to do well. So anyway, that's going on tonight for those
who
are looking for something to do.
You're telling me to avoid, when I go home, don't go the Fort Oglethorpe way. There may be some traffic.
There may be a little traffic. So if you're in your car or truck right now and you're headed to Fort Oglethorpe, thanks for having us locked in. Here on Rock 103.7, we'll try to keep you informed and entertained until you get there. And then, as you said, anybody coming off the lake, or maybe there's some people out grilling out. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon as we continue having some fun and talking NASCAR for over 25 years here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. How was your weekend first?
Good one. You know what? Good. It's been very low key, which is nice. It's been so hot outside. There's a little
It has been brutal.
I would say virus or something running through my house. I have not gotten and feel great. Thank God. I need to knock on wood. But so there wasn't a lot of people wanting to do much around my house. So it was kind of nice. College football, NASCAR, something on TV at all times. Kind of tooling around the house, doing a bunch of those little things that, you know, you don't ever want to set aside a day for, but when you got some time and the TV's on, did some cooking. I mean, just had a really peaceful little weekend here.
Good deal. So how does Oklahoma State Cowboys do?
Man, that is probably the downer of the weekend right there. We, with all the excitement, and we've been a trendy pick to do really well because we've got a new coach. We've got a quarterback
there's a lot of new coaches right now in college football.
I hope we picked the right one.
Didn't sound like you did.
But we went to Tulsa, which is historically a team we've dominated. And they basically ran us out of the building. We did not look like a team that was ready for prime time, which is scary because we are playing number 2 ranked Oregon on prime time or at noon coming up this Saturday. So that'll be fun.
Y'all are playing Oregon this
week. Yeah. So that'll be a good tune-up to go get beat by Tulsa.
It's going to be a massacre.
Getting us prepared to get beat by Oregon. But one thing, you know, anybody pays attention to college football, the NIL and the transfer portal is crazy, right? Well, we had Mike Gundy get fired last year, who had been our coach for 20-plus years, and we bring in this new guy and from North Texas, and he brought a lot of players with him, and he's got he's offensive wunderkind and, you know, blah, 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 blah. We have 91 new players on our roster. So I'm watching.
And the roster, maxes out at 105?
Yeah, something like that. And so I'm watching this game, and I think I recognized one guy from a year before. And I'm like, it's just college football's new. And so, of course, the excuse is it's going to take time to gel and blah, 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 blah. But it's just, it's crazy. You're basically an entire new football program.
College football is only new at Oklahoma State is what it sounds like.
Apparently.
So what did the scoreboard look like after the game Saturday?
It's 24-10. I mean, it wasn't. We couldn't get out of our own way.
Too embarrassing.
Believe it or not, we played well enough to win. But we would have won. But we turned the ball over and made a lot of really dumb mistakes at the worst times, but we'll see. Got a chance to rebound this weekend, so go Pokes.
Well, the entire SEC won.
Georgia played the school of the blind or something.
Yeah. I think the entire SEC did. It was what I call one of those nonprofit weekends where everybody in the SEC plays a team that is banking on this game being a large percentage of their overall athletic budget.
You invite in the what they call the directional schools, Northwest and Southwest, and
so Georgia, you know, they were up against who was it? Georgia was up against. I should know that. Oh, Georgia was up against Tennessee State.
Tennessee State, not Tennessee. That would have been a bigger game.
Tennessee State, and of course Alabama, East Carolina, Tennessee. You know, played Furman. South Carolina, Kent State. So, you know, the list goes on. But the SEC dominated the entire weekend. There was a couple of close ones. The Auburn-Baylor game.
That was a fun game to watch.
It was. And they played at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta. So I was surprised that they got that primetime afternoon game when neither one of them was even ranked in the top 25.
Well, because there weren't a lot of options for big matchups if you've looked at the weekend.
Well, you could have moved LSU.
Well, they did good at the night game.
LSU to Clemson.
Man, they dominated that.
LSU-Clemson game to Mercedes-Benz. But, yeah, LSU did dominate. And, of course, Lane Kiffin has been the topic of discussion going on most of last week and throughout the weekend if you're an SEC college football fan. So it was plenty of exciting. I mean, just to see college football back on the field was exciting,
even though
there wasn't a lot of tough matchups.
We talk about that. It's a lot like Speed Week, you know, for NASCAR. There's no meaningful racing going on, but it's just good to see cars back on the track when we get close to Daytona. That's kind of the way it was, just to see, hey, football's back.
Yeah,
and the NFL starts this weekend, if I'm correct.
You are correct.
This weekend, it really gets into full gear because you're going to have a full slate of Saturday games. I think there's a lot of good ones out there. And then Sunday, so all you fantasy football nerds, it's time for all of us to unite and start paying attention to, you know, whoever Jacksonville's playing, because they've got your receiver on their team. And it ought to be a good one.
Yeah, when I look at the SEC schedule coming up this weekend, Georgia's got a pretty easy one against Western Kentucky at 12:45. Alabama's at Kentucky. Don't know which direction that may go. Kentucky's got a new coach this year. Look like they may be going to have a fair season. Tennessee is at Georgia Tech in Atlanta.
That's going to be a good one. Georgia Tech got beat by Colorado, but still, that's going to be a big test.
That could be a little tough one for Tennessee, so we'll have to wait and see. But anyway, you can get all of this information and so much more each Saturday morning right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7. You can join myself and Stephen Hargis, sports editor with the Chattanooga Times Free Press, for College Football Radio. We began our season two Saturdays ago. We'll be going all the way through the end of December. This is our eighth season, talking nothing but SEC football. Again, this Saturday morning, 9 a.m., College Football Radio, and that is presented by Blackwell Automotive. If you want your car to run well, take it to Blackwell. Saturday mornings at 9 on Rock 103.7. All right. We had some good NASCAR over the weekend. Had NASCAR Sunday night under the lights at Darlington.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you have such a busy week that you had a great race. You had the Southern 500, which is a, you know, pretty big stop on our schedule, and yet it all seems to sort of gotten lost in just the opening of college football. It seems like this is one of the times of year that every sport's got something going on. Baseball's going on. Women's basketball, which, listen, I don't follow a lot, but they're like in some sort of major World Cup thing that's getting, you know, a lot of coverage internationally. Are the U.S. women's national teams playing? You've got basketball is starting to ramp up, and there's just been a lot of coverage about, you know, a lot of the crazy stuff going on in the world of basketball. And then, oh, by the way, NASCAR playoffs at a big racetrack is coming up. At least we had Sunday kind of almost to ourselves, and people got to watch a good Southern 500.
And there's always golf in the mix there somewhere.
The golf season's over.
Oh, it is?
Now, it starts back up in a couple weeks, but there was the Walker Cup, which is, for golf guys, that it's the biggest amateur golf thing of the year, with us versus Britain. And of course, that was a lot of fun. We lost, but it was a lot of fun. Good matchup.
Yeah. Well, it was no surprise we saw a Toyota in victory lane, and we're going to break all that down when we come back after the break. And then also, too, it's no surprise that we had a little bit of on-track skirmish between Carson Hocevar getting into Brad Keselowski. We'll play for you the post-race comments from both Carson and from Brad Keselowski.
That ought to be a new segment, is who did Carson make mad this week? Because that's kind of where we're at right now. When you said it's no surprise Carson Hocevar got in a dust-up with, you could have just left that blank, and we can insert whatever name we want to.
Yeah. Yeah, he is certainly become one of NASCAR's more popular drivers, one of his NASCAR's most controversial drivers, and he's sort of filling the void of NASCAR's bad boy. We've had a number of those throughout the years, and Carson is the next generation. So we'll get it all into all that and more. I want to thank you so much for joining us on your Labor Day as we are broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. We're here each and every Monday at 6, keeping you up to date with all the latest news on and off the track in the world of NASCAR. We got a lot more straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Legendary food, legendary service. That's Texas Roadhouse. They take pride in every plate and they take no shortcuts. From hand-cut steaks and fall-off-the-bone ribs to chicken specialties and legendary margaritas, it all starts with fresh, quality ingredients. They even make their bacon bits, croutons, and dressings from scratch. Texas Roadhouse, where legendary food meets legendary value. Visit Texas Roadhouse at 2020 Hamilton Place Boulevard in Chattanooga, or download the app for reservations and convenient curbside pickup. Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service. College Football Radio is ready to get you fired up. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. We're talking SEC football at its best. Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, Florida, Texas, we're covering them all. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 103.7, getting you ready for SEC college football game day. Miss an episode? Search College Football Radio Download on your favorite podcast platform. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Get healthy, get informed, and get the facts. It's Vital Health Radio, presented by Nutrition World with Ed Jones and Clint Powell. Tune in Sunday mornings at 9 on 98.1 The Lake. Miss an episode? Search Vital Health Radio Download on your favorite podcast platform. When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. Hopefully the cookout was good. The beverages were cold. The hot dogs were delicious. Maybe that lake water was refreshing instead of just like a warm bath. But anyway, whatever it was that you decided to do on your Labor Day, thank you so much for making us part of it. And get ready, back to reality tomorrow. But you know what, Sean? Labor Day is cool for two reasons, and you've been out of the workforce for so long, you don't remember this. But
I like so how you describe it.
Not
that.
Only do you get Monday off, then when you walk back into the office tomorrow, it's a short week. You know what? You've only got 4 days, man. So then you get to do this whole thing all over again, another weekend. So it's just, It's the gift that keeps on giving. Happy Labor Day. And I think right now, I think that's kind of our last major holiday until the holiday that you get a day off of.
You and your family make Halloween a big deal.
Well, Halloween's a big deal, but that's not, you don't get Halloween off, which Halloween is on a Saturday this year, so that'll be a lot of fun. But I think this is the last major holiday until we get the old November 26th for Thanksgiving, old Turkey Day.
It's the last paid holiday for many people.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, man, here we go.
Yeah, the 2026 season is moving quickly, that's for sure.
That's right. We just got through talking about the Southern 500 from Darlington. Big win for Christopher Bell, big win for Toyota. We're going to run down the standings. And, of course, it wouldn't be a race weekend if we didn't have Carson Hocevar upsetting somebody. So pretty much all the boxes are checked for this weekend. And as we look down the line, Sean, we're getting ready to head to Worldwide Technology Raceway coming up this Sunday.
Yeah, it was a big win for the Cookout Southern 500 as Christopher Bell got the win, made a huge statement, his first win of race number one in the NASCAR playoffs. Bell passed defending champion Kyle Larson late, held off teammate Ty Gibbs. It was Bell's first Cup Series win of 2026, his first Darlington victory and 14th Cup win of his career. Bell came into the playoffs winless despite being one of the fastest drivers all season. Do you think this race could change his whole entire championship outlook?
Yeah, I think this is probably good for Christopher Bell, bad for the rest of NASCAR. You know how it is when you're just on the cusp of something, you just never can quite get there. And but all the stats, all the facts say, dude, you're having a really good year, but you just don't have any trophies. Well, we've seen this time and time again. Once you finally break through and you kind of get that the monkey off your back, or you get that invisible shell that you seem to have put around yourself, like, oh, there's some belief there. We can do everything right and win a race. We're not snake bit. We've seen it 100 times, Sean. One win becomes two, becomes three, and you start putting multiple wins together in a 10-race stretch, and you're probably going to get to call yourself a NASCAR champion.
Yeah, that is true. We were talking just briefly at the beginning of the segment about Carson Hocevar. And Carson Hocevar got into the back of Brad Keselowski, and I am going to attempt to play this audio. It only lasts for, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds, but it pretty much sums up the story of what we have to look forward to. So here we go.
You know what happened with the 77 earlier?
Oh, yeah, he ran into me.
See, is there any history there? Do you have any idea why
that would have... There will be.
There will be?
Oh, yeah.
Care to expand upon that at all?
His day's coming. It's coming hard. Watch out, Carson.
Thanks, Brad. Carson, I just spoke with Brad Keselowski. He said he felt like the incident between the two of you was intentional. He said your day is coming, and it's coming hard, and to watch out. How do you feel about that?
I'll tighten my belts.
Was it intentional?
No.
Do you know what happened with the 77 earlier?
Oh, man. So there you have it. You have Brad Keselowski's reaction to Carson Hocevar, and then you have Carson Hocevar's reaction to Brad Keselowski. That's just some good old NASCAR drama.
It is.
Sean, it's coming. It's coming hard.
I had never heard the comment made by a driver, "I'll just tighten the belts. I'm getting ready, and I'm just going to tighten the belts."
Listen, Carson Hocevar, if you're a fan of his, he's the perfect smart aleck, right? And if you don't like him, he does have a very punchable face. So he is.
And he's a pretty big guy.
That's what I'm saying.
He's a tall guy.
He is in the perfect spot for him. And NASCAR's got to love it because this is what a polarizing figure is. You either like him because of the way he is, or you hate him because of the way he is. But he is that guy.
His personality, what would you say is a little bit, I don't know how else to describe it, maybe dry. Doesn't
just unapologetic.
Yeah, he's he doesn't show a lot of emotions when he responds, just as we heard in that post-race interview. But he has done a lot of things wrong, but in the eyes of a lot of NASCAR fans, he's turned out to be a fan favorite. I think he sold more merchandise than any other active NASCAR driver so far in 2026. So it's paying off,
which is crazy for a guy that does have a win, but I wouldn't exactly call him a championship contender yet, but is one of the more popular and has done a lot of fun things off the track.
Yeah. Let's talk about Denny Hamlin for just a minute. He keeps the points lead, but had a little bit of a nightmare at Darlington. Denny Hamlin entered the chase in number one seed. But Darlington was not very good to him. Hamlin made contact with a wall early in final stage after getting loose, exiting turn four, and finished in 18th spot. He also had a disastrous pit stop that cost him 13 positions. Despite all that, Hamlin still leads the points by 12 heading into the playoffs. And of course, we'll break down the points here in just a moment. But Denny Hamlin had some bad luck, but he's still hanging in there pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Denny Hamlin, this is much to do about nothing. You know what? The reason you build a bigger lead is so you can have a bad race. If your bad race is 18th, it's not that big a deal. You just don't want your bad race to be 40th.
Yeah.
And so I think Denny will rebound from this. I really think it's not so much how bad it was for some guys. This is Christopher Bell winning a race exactly when he needed to. And I think this is one of those that's going to pay dividends moving forward.
Let's get into the results of race number 27, the first race of the chase of the Cookout Southern 500. 1.366 mile paved track, 367 laps, 501 miles. Christopher Bell, as we were just talking a moment ago, got the win. He led 46 laps of the 367. Ty Gibbs, fellow teammate with Joe Gibbs Racing, started 28th in the Monster Energy Toyota. And I would say that Ty Gibbs is continuing to prove that he's a chase contender. Would you agree?
I think you keep wanting to write off his youth, but he keeps showing up.
Yeah,
so
he's going to be a factor. In third spot, started first, Tyler Reddick. He led 74 laps. He came in second as far as the most laps led. So a great night for 2311. Ryan Blaney has been that consistent forward with Penske that has been running well most of the season. Started 24th, ended up in fourth spot. Kyle Larson in fifth. Kyle Larson led more laps than any other driver. He led 99. Sixth spot, Chase Briscoe. Seventh, Josh Berry. Eighth, Bubba Wallace. Good night for him. He led 38 laps there at Darlington. Ninth, Joey Logano. And 10th, Ryan Priest.
So out of the top 10, Sean, 5 Toyotas, 4 Fords, 1 Chevrolet. Ouch. Carson Hocevar, 11th. Alex Bowman, 12th. Austin Cindric, 13th. Chase Elliott, 14th. Other drivers of note, Denny Hamlin, like you said, finished 18th. Chris Buescher finished in 20th. Daniel Suarez, 21st. Brad Keselowski, who got into it with Hocevar, finished 23rd. SVG, man, misses the chase and backs it up with a 26th place finish all the way down to bad run for William Byron in 37th.
You know, you made comment to Brad Keselowski being in 23rd. We heard those audio comments just a little bit ago from both him and Hocevar. You know, it's pretty plain and simple. Hocevar has got a lot to lose. Brad's not got anything to lose. He's not one of the chase drivers.
No doubt.
And he's made it clear that he's coming for him. Now, do you think that the two of them will be invited to the NASCAR hauler before the race gets started next weekend?
No. And honestly, I think Brad is such a professional, and especially as a guy that owns a race team, I don't think he'll take Hocevar out if he's competing for a win or if the points matter. But the next time Hocevar is having a bad week and it's look like it's not going to do well anyway, he's probably going to get a little spin. Just I can do it too. One of those reminders. I can't imagine Brad would actually take him out of a competition that matters. But then again, Brad didn't sound very happy.
I was going to say, those were pretty strong words that Brad had. I mean, you bring up a very valid point. That is the kind of guy that Brad is. And also, too, you know, he's a team owner. So he knows that he's not only affecting the driver, he's affecting the whole team. I would say that Spire Motorsports may try to have a conversation with Brad saying, hey, we know, we understand, and you are very worthy of being very upset and ticked off. However, can we not try to, you know, work through this? He's a young driver. We're trying to, you know, let him make his own way. We've also cautioned him, and we apologize. There could be some of that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, I don't think Brad will do anything unprofessional to damage points. Will he take it out on Carson at some point? Probably. I was just a little disappointed in his trash talk, though. I mean,
really?
I mean, he's kind of goofy. You tell him it's coming hard. Like, come on, Brad.
Yeah, but that was in the heat of the moment.
I know. I'm just saying it kind of makes for a funny sound bit.
Well, I mean, I get it.
I send that clip to Mrs. Orr.
Would it do any good?
Not at all. Not at all.
I thought that he handled things pretty well, considering, you know, Brad's had a tough year. And when you're the team owner and you feel like you've still got a lot of fuel left in the tank of your career and you get taken out by a young driver that's 23 years old, I believe. And I would say, I can't recall the track record, but I would be willing to bet there is a track record that's going on with Brad Keselowski and Hosovar. I'm sure this wasn't the first offense that Hosovar has had with Keselowski.
And Hosovar does need to be careful with this can't be all you're known for, right? You've got to balance this type of stuff out with really good performance. Yeah. He needs to go on to win more races. He needs to compete for championships. And I'm not saying he's not going to. He's certainly on that path. But you don't want to get to be known as just the guy that wrecks everybody and everybody's mad at you. Oh, but he's handsome and tall and gets to go to the Met Gala. Well, whoop-de-doo. You know, it's you have to also be good. And so I think that the garage area is collectively looking at the guy like, you don't have to wreck us every time. So we'll see if that continues going forward.
Just think if Hosovar was driving for Joe Gibbs Racing, and he was sort of taking the place of the once late Kyle Busch. There's no telling what Hosovar could do on the racetrack.
I mean, there's certainly some symmetry there for him to walk into. Yeah. You know, from one villain to another. I don't know.
Just always wondered about the what ifs.
Here's the thing is we're talking about him. We're going to pay attention to him moving forward. Mm-hmm. He is a personality. Christopher Bell just won the race. Tell me anything about Christopher Bell other than he drives the number 20, right? And I don't mean that against him specifically. There's a bunch of drivers that all we know, other than following them on Instagram and who their girlfriends are and stuff, we just know them as the dudes that drive those cars. Carson Hosovar's turned into a personality.
Yeah, and we need those personalities. That's what makes this sport what it is, and it adds to the little bit of extra excitement, and you also have the debate, the controversy, and upset and angry feelings, and that's what creates good competition. We had 6 caution flags for 44 laps and 29 lead changes among 12 drivers. All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into the driver's standings after the race at Darlington. We're also going to talk about Riley Herbst. Herbst is going to join Legacy Motor Club. We'll get into that and a whole lot more as we continue. Happy Labor Day to everybody. Thank you so much for making us a part of it. We've got more NASCAR straight ahead as we broadcast from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, find us on all major podcast platforms. Search On the Move Radio, download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
For more than 20 years, Chattanooga families have trusted Blackwell Automotive to keep their vehicles safe, dependable, and running their best. That trust has helped Blackwell Automotive earn more than 1,100 five-star Google reviews from our customers and neighbors. Blackwell Automotive specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Nissan, Honda, and Subaru, and they're conveniently located in Midtown, next to Eastgate Mall. At Blackwell, you can expect expert repairs, clear communication, and friendly service from people who truly care. And remember, Chattanooga, if you want it to run well, take it to Blackwell.
SEC football at its best. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. We'll get you ready for your SEC college football game day. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
You work out hard in the gym. You strive to eat healthy. You only want the best ingredients in the supplements you put into your body. Choose the nutritional supplements that can optimize your health. This is why Nutrition World is your buying headquarters for the best in bodybuilding and nutritional supplements. Don't choose the other guys. Choose Nutrition World. Stop by their Lee Highway location or purchase online at nutritionw.com. Nutrition World, more than just a vitamin store.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back and happy Labor Day this Monday. You are listening to Race and Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday getting you up to speed on all your NASCAR news and info. And it is week one. Well, I should say week one of the playoffs is in the books for NASCAR. Big win for Christopher Bell. Big win for Team Gibbs and Toyota. Seems all Toyota does these days. And of course, we're going to get to the points update coming up, because it wasn't a great run for a few of the guys that are in the playoffs. And now we turn our attention towards the Worldwide Technology Raceway that is coming up this Sunday at 3 o'clock. And Sean, that means race two will soon be in the books, because to remind all of our listeners out there, three races and then you take the top 12 move forward, the bottom four fall off, and then another three races, the top eight move on, the bottom three four fall off, and then we go to the next round, the round of eight, and then it comes into the final four, round of four at Homestead Miami Speedway. So what will happen in race two? You have to tune in, and of course we'll be back to talk about it Monday.
Before we dive into the point standings of the NASCAR Cup Series, Bob Pockrass, which is
heard of him,
been around for a long time, one of the top reporters with NASCAR on Fox. And it's been a while since we've had Bob on the show, but we've had him on numerous times in past years. He created a little summary that I thought was very well done, and it's called Everything to Know About the Chase as NASCAR's Postseason Starts at Darlington. Of course, he covers a lot of details, one, who's in it, and of course, he runs down the 16 drivers. He also notes, what are the tracks? The 10 tracks are all ovals. Darlington, 1.3-mile track. Gateway, which is coming up this weekend, which is known as Worldwide technology, 1.25, Bristol, 0.53, Kansas, 1.5, Las Vegas, 1.5, Charlotte, 1.5, Phoenix is a 1 mile, Talladega, 2.66, Martinsville, 0.526, and then Homestead, 1.5, 1.5. I had lost focus or didn't realize how many 1.5 racetracks are in the final 10 races.
The bread and butter of NASCAR, Sean. NASCAR's done good to have fewer than 1.5 racetracks on the schedule, period, because there for a while, it seemed like that's all we did. Yeah. So, but yes, if you're good at 1.5, you're good at NASCAR.
He also goes on to say, can anyone win? He's asking that question. He says, yes, but NASCAR's stat research arm, NASCAR's insight, did the models and said 85% of the time the winners will come from the top six seeds. He goes on to say another segment here called, so how is this different? In the previous format, 16 drivers started in the chase, and after every three races, the four worst drivers in the standings were eliminated. That was unless they had a win in the round, which automatically advanced them to the next round. In the season finale, four drivers started with equal points, and the one who finished the best was the championship. Another section of his special story where everything to know about the chase and the NASCAR's post-race. That's another segment is titled, are any of the track repeats from earlier this year? He goes on to say, yes, only Worldwide Technology and Homestead are tracks that have not so far been visited this season. So this race coming up this weekend is new for the 2026 season.
So you've got to go on past. You can't just say, hey, what did we do earlier this year and do the same or do different.
Very true. Another section he has in his story is who has the most experience in the chase? Denny Hamlin is making his 20th chase appearance. Joey Logano's had 13. Ryan Blaney, 10. Kyle Larson, 10. And Chase Elliott has 10. These are the ones with 10 or more, those five drivers. So interesting. Interesting how well he has done this. Another thing that caught my attention, and I didn't realize this, and maybe it got past you too. Did you know that at the beginning of the chase that Ryan Blaney, second seed, swapped pit crews with 15th seed Austin Cindric?
Yeah, I read a little bit about that, and Austin basically said, well, my crew's been performing well, and it's not like I had a say in the matter. So, but I tell you what, for Ryan Blaney's crew, they got to be like, man, we got you into second place. Yeah, and then get demoted right before the big time starts. Pretty wild.
Yeah, and I was thinking about this before the show today. I'm thinking, you know, that's got to suck the energy out of those team members, because that's everybody's goal is to try to get your driver, and you always preach team, and now you're taking us away from the opportunity to win a championship. And I would assume that there's in these pit crew contracts, there's got to be some language there that states if the team makes it to the playoffs, you get X number of dollars as a bonus.
I would think that they would get, could you imagine he goes on to win it and that crew doesn't get the bonus for at least the championship. Yeah, that's weird. Unless, and I haven't been paying attention to pit crews enough to know, unless they have screwed up enough that it warranted a change, mm-hmm. which I would think.
Well, you got your driver this far.
Penske knows what he's doing.
Well, and it may be a situation where Penske teaches such team unity, team work among all of his teams that he says, well, if we win a championship as a company, everybody gets a bonus.
Yeah, or
everybody is rewarded because we operate as one team in total unity.
At the beginning of the year, he could say, hey, if when we get to the playoffs, if only one team makes it, we're going to take whatever pit crew has the shortest average time. Speaking of pit crew, though, I thought this was interesting before we get to the standings. Bubba Wallace's pit crew broke the record for the fastest four-tire stop in NASCAR history over the weekend.
Really?
Huh. At 7.86 seconds, only the second sub 8 second time in the history of NASCAR. The previous record, which was done at Darlington by the 20 crew, at 7.9 something seconds. So anyway,
don't you know each one of those guys have got to be some unbelievable athletes?
Well, and just everything had to work exactly right.
Well, it does, but just think of those guys are probably in elite conditioned or going through elite conditioning with their strength and wellness program. Man, that's quite an accomplishment.
Carson Hocevar,
Sean, the new Casey Orr could probably pull that off.
Sean, just for a little extra snark from your buddy Carson Hocevar, he just added 6% off at shopcarsonhocevar.com, and he's calling it the BK special, the Brad Keselowski special.
So you get a 6% discount in his honor. Put in promo code
BK.
BK.
Man, if he is not just absolutely trolling NASCAR.
Oh, that's too good. Another part of Bob Pockrass's story that we've talked a little bit about, but it sort of brings it to light. Daniel Suarez. He was 29th in points last year with Trackhouse Racing, and now he is 11th and has moved above the cut line for much of the year. And, of course, as we said a little bit ago, we'll get into the standings here in just a moment. But Daniel Suarez, man, good for him.
Racing sneaky good?
He's somebody that, you know, many people was riding off last year when he wasn't getting his renewal back at Trackhouse Racing. All right, let's get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Darlington. Denny Hamlin, 12 points ahead of the leader, Christopher Bell. Even though Christopher won the race, he is in second spot right now in the driver standings. Ryan Blaney, he is the lone member of the Ford camp that's in third in the top five. Tyler Reddick's in fourth. Chase Briscoe is in fifth.
Ty Gibbs, sixth. Kyle Larson, seventh. Chase Elliott, eighth. Joey Logano, ninth. Bubba Wallace rounding out the top 10. And this is where the real competition begins. Sean, number 10, Bubba Wallace. Let's go 11th, Chris Buescher. 12th, Hocevar. 13th, Daniel Suarez. Austin Cindric, 14th. Ryan Preece, 15th. And William Byron in the 16th spot. So, we know the top 12 are going to advance. Daniel Suarez is only 5 points behind Carson Hocevar. Austin Cindric only a few points behind that, and so is Ryan Preece. William Byron, after a really bad run, is dead last. He's got about 20 points to make up over the next couple races, but that's really where all eyes are going to be. Hocevar and Buescher in 11th and 12th are very close. And it looks like you're going to have six drivers racing for two spots.
It's just starting to heat up. We got 9 races to go before we determine the 2026 NASCAR Cup champion. All that will be determined at Homestead, Miami. All right, it is time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR as we continue. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, as we broadcast from the Nougat Dentistry Studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Hungry for something legendary? Head to Texas Roadhouse. Enjoy hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, chicken specialties, and legendary margaritas, all made with quality you can taste. Because of Texas Roadhouse, service starts with taking no shortcuts. They make their food from scratch, including their bacon bits, croutons, and dressings. And getting your favorites is easy. Download the Texas Roadhouse app for reservations or place your order for convenient curbside pickup. Texas Roadhouse, 2020 Hamilton Place Boulevard in Chattanooga. Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service. When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros
Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today, located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Hey, it's Blake Watson. If you've been thinking about selling your house, I'm here to help. If you've been thinking about buying a new home, I'm here to help. If you just have some questions about the process of buying or selling a home, I'm here to help. Contact me, Blake Watson, with Epic Realty in Tennessee and Georgia. Find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson. On Instagram, I'm Rock and Roll Blake. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
College Football Radio is ready to get you fired up. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7. We're talking SEC football at its best. Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, LSU, Florida, Texas, we're covering them all. Join Sean Whitfield and Stephen Hargis with the Chattanooga Times Free Press every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 103.7, getting you ready for SEC college football game day. Miss an episode? Search College Football Radio Download on your favorite podcast platform. College Football Radio, presented by Blackwell Automotive on Rock 103.7, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. Happy Monday and happy Labor Day. You are listening to Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, including major holidays, apparently, giving you all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. We spent all hour getting you caught up on Darlington. Big win for Christopher Bell. He is safe and, I guess, basically he's going to be safe to move to the next round with that win and with the points he's got. And then we just got done running down the standings, and now we turn our attention towards the race coming up this weekend. Worldwide Technology Raceway, formerly known as Gateway. That's coming up this Sunday, September 13th. And then, Sean, the first round of four of the playoffs will conclude Saturday, September 19th, Saturday night under the lights at Bristol Motor Speedway as we get ready for the Bristol Night Race. So I'll tell you what, two good'uns coming up.
Good'uns, is that the way it's got is couple, in the South?
Couple good'uns, couple dandies coming up before we kick off the second lap. And so you look at kind of the rounds of the playoffs. Darlington, a kind of a one of one as far as its design and everything. Worldwide Technology Raceway and Bristol, both considered short tracks. Second round is Kansas and Vegas, both mile and a half, and Charlotte. So 3 mile and a half. So you better be dialed in to that racetrack, to that style of racing, which usually the bigger teams are, more money, more research, all that. That's going to be round two. And then we get to round three, and it's Phoenix, Talladega, and Martinsville. So that's when you're going to have eight drivers, and you're trying to parse it down to four, and you've got to go to Phoenix,
got to go to Talladega, major wild card, and then back to Martinsville. Round three is going to be, if you survive round three, you deserve to get to head to Homestead Miami for the finale and race your way to a championship. What's going to happen? Well, stay tuned to us. We'll tell you.
All right. It is time for us to talk about a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR. Riley Herbst lands a 2027 Cup ride with Legacy Motor Club. That was announced just a few days ago. He will be the third Cup Series entry in 2027 for Legacy Motor Club. The announcement comes after the news that John Hunter Nemechek will not return to the organization after the 2026 season. This is one of the bigger pieces of the 2027 driver market puzzle. And the question also comes is, what happens to Joe Hunter Nemechek next? Does he...
John Hunter.
Or excuse me, yes.
Son of Joe.
Yeah. Still remembering his dad. Where does John go? Does he get some luck and find a ride in the Cup Series, which it's coming down to probably just one or two spots left, and or does he possibly end up in the O'Reilly Parts Series?
Yeah, I think that's I think it's a guy that obviously good lineage and shown a talent at various stages, but for whatever reason just didn't work out as good at Legacy. But yeah, with these teams like Legacy, you never know. We talked about football earlier. Is it you draft a quarterback because he's got talent, but you put him on a bad team and he doesn't perform well. Well, is it because his team's bad or is it because he's no good? Mm-hmm. You kind of run into that with NASCAR. Like going to an underfunded team, the deck is stacked against you. And so you can have all the talent in the world. And you're still not going to have the equipment to compete with some of the best, but yet we do see some guys go out there and excel at that type of stuff. I don't know. John Hunter Nemechek, has Riley Herbst showing up? I know he's kind of one of the young guys. I think they're betting on the future there. I know Jason said that when he was on the show with me a couple weeks ago, said that, had a lot of success and kind of one of the young guns that people are looking out for. So maybe this is just a play for the future to give him a chance to see what happens, because John Hunter's had a chance and not much has happened. I don't know, but yes, you're right. John Hunter Nemechek, you're going to need to be looking for a job.
I want to talk about the business side of the sport for just a moment. It was fascinating to me a few years ago when Trackhouse Racing come into the sport, because they were doing things a little bit different. They were going a business model that was very effective, very innovative, and they were the new kids on the block, so to speak. Now I'm shifting my attentions at Legacy Motor Club. Jimmy Johnson has came in and sort of taken control of that organization over the last couple of years. We thought after Jimmy exited NASCAR that he wouldn't be back and wouldn't be back at a full-time position. I don't think most of us ever imagined he would be coming back in as a team owner and now becoming a prominent team owner, creating a business model that is very different and unique, because they've already got, I'm thinking, about a dozen investors in the Legacy Motor Club, all prominent names in their own world of motorsports or in their own world of the life that they live as a celebrity. And it's very fascinating to watch, because I didn't expect Jimmy to be doing this, especially when he could have probably wrote his job and his job description at any given time in Hendrick Motorsports, a company, an organization, very well established, proven success, very well funded, but he didn't go that route. He's gone down the route of creating his own deal and getting a lot of his ideas from Rick Hendrick and also getting a lot of his ideas from his own.
Yeah. And when he came back to run a part-time schedule and to sort of own a team, I don't know, that a lot of drivers do that. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you're thinking, oh, kind of a vanity project. But the fact that he is backing away from any kind of racing, he's devoting his attention full time. Does he know something we don't? I mean, let's face it. living legend. I'm sure he's got plenty of money stowed away, all that good stuff. Doesn't need to do this. So what's making him want to do it? Well, it's got to be because he sees a path forward. So what does he know that we don't? Or is he just one of those guys that's so eaten up with the racing, it's in his blood? One thing that I do think is happening, and we've talked about this, but you've got NASCAR's old guard, Gibbs, Childress, Hendrick, Penske. None of those guys are spring chickens. I mean, there is going to be a massive leadership void in NASCAR in the next 10 years, right? Probably sooner, but definitely in the next 10 years. Maybe he's seeing a chance to, if I can start a team, there's going to be the ability to acquire a lot of talent soon. And then he's banking on that. I don't know. I don't think Jimmy's dumb. It kind of got my attention as well. And the fact that they're making moves, trying to acquire better talent, not just out there making laps. I do think it's very interesting moving forward.
I thought that Jimmy would go on and sort of follow the path that Carl Edwards has.
Just deuces. See you later.
Yeah. Ended his career on top.
Call me when you need me on TV.
Have other interest in life, other business interest, and I'm going to be spending most of my time and attention on my family. But that is completely opposite of what Jimmy Johnson has decided to do.
Well, you know, he could, and you see this happen from time to time, Sean. A guy retires and is at home more, and pretty soon the wife's like, you need to find a hobby. And he said, well, I guess I'll just buy a race team then.
Yeah, there could be a lot of truth to that. All right, we're out of time. Any final words, sir, before we go
happy
today?
Happy Labor Day. Let's all go back to work tomorrow. Enjoy this short week. And tune in this time next Monday, and we'll get you caught up on whatever happened at Old Worldwide.
Yeah, Worldwide is going to be Sunday, and that's going to be on USA Network. You can catch the race at 3 p.m., and Casey's right. If you miss any part of the race or you want to keep up with what's going on in the world of NASCAR, join us here again next Monday on Rock 103.7 as we break it all down with all the latest NASCAR on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.